Well, hello, everybody. This is Sean. And if you're getting this on the weekend of July 22nd and 23rd, 2017, you are getting a very exclusive sneak preview little podcast just for our subscribers. And it's going to be the biggest letdown of your Dinner with Racers life, because this is actually not really an episode at all. It's really just an announcement before the announcement. We're just letting all of our subscribers know that there will be a season three, and we're going to announce this next week. Now, the reason we're telling you guys this, beyond we want you to be the first ones to know, is we've actually already got some pretty cool people lined up. It's going to be the exact same style you've seen before. We'll take some big, giant road trip, probably for the last time, September and October of this year. We've already got some awesome guests lined up. But anyone who knows Ryan, and anyone who knows kind of how much crap I pack in one day, knows that we don't really have our together to handle some of the more business administrative sides of the Dinner with Racers business, which is something we've actually put a ton of effort to in the last few months. And that includes having staff. So now that we have staff, we actually we want to encourage you to take part in some new things we're doing this year. First of all, over the last couple of years, I cannot tell you how many thousands of tweets we've gotten about, what about this guy? What about this guy? He's my favorite driver. She's my favorite person. So we actually now have a system in place to accept those kind of submissions. So rather than tweeting Ryan or myself on who you think should be on, which, by the way, we love that kind of feedback. We always encourage it. We actually now have a systematic process to do that. And more specifically, even though a good majority of our guests are going to be people that we choose for a variety of reasons, we actually are going to have one. Specifically one fan chosen guest on. So the person who gets the absolute most submissions will absolutely be on Dinner with Racers season three, barring schedule conflicts. But beyond that, of course, we know that we're not the smartest guys in the room. So obviously there's going to be people we haven't thought of, or people that could be great storytellers, PR people that don't know how to get a hold of us, that sort of thing. So the absolute be-all, end-all email address, repository, database, whatever the hell you want to call it, can now be found on the Dinner with Racers website. So we really want everyone to go to dinnerwithracers.com/myracer. Again, that's dinnerwithracers.com/myracer. That's M as in Michael, Y-R-A-C-E-R. And then I think there's another forward slash, but it doesn't really matter. But you'll see there's a little database there. You fill out the form. Just tell us who your favorite driver is, who you think we should have on. The person who gets the most is absolutely going to be on season three, if we can make it work. And obviously, if there's somebody else that's just awesome and we should get a hold of them, we want to hear about it. So we absolutely, absolutely want our fans to get involved. This is for you guys, your goddamn freak podcast. So take a look at that. Also, we have gotten a few sponsor inquiries over the years, even though Continental will be on board again for 2017 and continue to be the absolute greatest partner we could have asked for. We do have room to bring in some other sponsorships in a variety of ways, whether it's just sponsoring an episode or being involved with us in different capacities. So if sponsoring is something that you either think we should look into, or if you've got somebody in mind, or you just want to get involved, go to dinnerwithracers.com/bribes, and we can go from there. Again, that's dinnerwithracers.com/bribes. That's B as in boy, R, I, B as in boy, E, S as in Sam. dinnerwithracers.com/bribes for sponsors. But again, just to be very, very clear, we are all set for this year. Continental is going to come back. We suspect Honda and Acura are going to be key partners as well, as they always have been. And we look forward to it. We were already excited about a couple people we've already lined up. The pieces are slowly falling into place for what will be yet another epic road trip. Whether we do it the same way next year, we don't know. But there will be a season three for sure. We wanted our subscribers to be the first ones to know about it before it goes out official next week. And that's it. So, having said that, we thought it would be shortchanging our audience to just have this stupid little two-minute rant by me and then be done with it. If you're listening to Dinner with Racers podcast episode, you want to hear dinner. So we thought, what better way to, and I don't know if you would consider me a racer or not, that's up to people who kind of know my own history and place in the sport, but seeing as I'm sitting in a empty house with a corgi on a Friday night in Pasadena, this is going to be the sounds of a dinner with me alone.
Meow.
All right, we're going to start in 5, 4, 3,
good boy. Sit down. Good boy. Thank you.
free meal next time you come in. How about that? Well, same kind of thing as what happened at Sandpiper Crossing. And nothing makes me sadder than to see people of the greatest generation, people like my own Nana and Bobo, getting overcharged by some great big company, even if it was an accident. Sandpiper want to make this right sooner or later. But you know what? Well, sometimes it's just easier if you get your nephew Steve to go take care of it for you. And that's how I want you to think of me. Georgia? Hey there, Georgie girl. Thank you. Oh, it's all there. Everything I need. Thank you so much. Enjoy your lunch. Alma Bay. You did it. Thank you. Thank you, Henry. All right. Hey, Sue. Okay. Beautiful penmanship, a lost art.
Pursuing an aggressive strategy, but looking at the relevant case law, I don't think it's going to play with this magistrate judge. I've read over a dozen of her rulings, all of which have sided with the plaintiff on cases like this. I've included a memo to that effect in today's materials, which you can peruse at your leisure.
Thanks, Aaron. How about we move on to client outreach? Signed over the past 3 weeks. Well done, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thanks, Cliff. Right now, we're in the process of mapping out the entire Southwest, targeting the largest Sandpiper facilities first. Phoenix, Colorado Springs, Fort Worth, Provo. That's just for starters. Ideally, my goal, another 200 by the end of the month. With this many folks, we have an excellent shot at a solid batch of players for the classes in each district.
Excellent. Look forward to the next report. On to a stickier wicket, coordinating actions.
Well, sorry,
before we move on, I'd like to go back to the client outreach just for a moment. Just looking over these numbers here, really astonishing results, Jimmy. Incredible. Your last trip to Amarillo, you came back with 22 new clients.
24.
24. I'm confused. How many people out there actually responded to our direct mail error?
One.
Oh, right. Yeah. And this is Alma Mae Urbano. But you got 24 new clients from this one response. That is... Wow.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, what, is it a problem?
Well, might not some parties... Housing Council, for example, see this differential and conclude that there may have been some solicitation involved.
I did not solicit.
I'm just wondering how you account for your success, because it will definitely raise eyebrows over a Schweiger to Copeland. I'm sorry, but it will. Particularly in a case involving seniors, for whom the ethical guidelines on solicitation were virtually created by the ABA.
Sure.
I'm sure that if you could clear this up, that would be helpful.
I went to Amarillo to confer with a client. Solid, good faith basis for our case there overall. As many of you are aware, I've visited more than my share of retirement homes. These are close-knit communities. Let me tell you, word gets around real fast. If Dorothy in phase two gets a new Rascal scooter, it's big news.
So these other 23 residents, they approached you.
Cliff, they heard the scuttlebutt before I crossed state lines. And I certainly didn't have to go knocking on any doors. And is it any surprise that they want to speak with a guy who was there to show them they may have money coming their way? I gotta tell you, with all that in mind, I should have done better.
Makes sense. Howard?
John?
We're going to move on.
So, thank you. The price of excellence is eternal vigilance.
Indeed.
Coordination, I believe that's where we left off.
That's right. Brian, this is your thing, so why don't you take this?
Sure. Considering the dimensions of these cases, taken together and individually, it makes sense to designate someone to handle the scheduling. What I'm proposing is that we create a small team at BNM dedicated specifically to coordinating all elements of the individual actions. We'll loop NHHM on anything.
Brian, I'm sorry, excuse me for interrupting. I just want to say that I take Chuck's point. I do. I mean, this is like a wife of Caesar type thing. There can't even be a hint of solicitation. So I'm going to pull back. All right, no more meet and greets at Sand Pepper facilities. I'll find another way to proceed.
Well, Jimmy, we'll leave that up to you. You know, client outreach is your department.
What was I? Oh, right. If we have a consolidated nurse and here in Mexico, we're going to...
First night, they were maybe a block or
knocked you over and woke me up. My first thought was firecrackers, and that's what I assumed at the time. But then last night, there's no mistaking it. There was three of them. They were quick, pop, 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 closer. It was like they were right outside the house.
You called the cops?
Yeah. Took them over an hour to get here, and then they looked around for a whole 2 minutes, but by then, of course, there was nothing to see.
I'm staying here tonight.
No, Mike, no. That's not necessary.
It is not a problem. I'll take the couch.
Mike, you asked, so I answered. Please, don't make me sorry I told you. Kaylee, come. Get yourself ready.
Join me. It's production meeting. Bring it in. All right. Now look. the dream work. Together we can make something, dare I say it, bravura. And this is a golden opportunity, especially for you guys, because it's going to play all around the Southwest, so who knows what it could lead to.
I don't know, $100 each.
What is it with you and money?
Saving up for a VX2000.
Hey, pop quiz. What do we three have in common with the greats? Wells, Fellini, Bergman, the biggies.
What?
All three of them, to a man, worked in the highly lucrative, creatively rewarding field of advertising. And tonight, we join them. This is heady stuff, right? Okay, so, pay attention. We open on Granny, and she is rocking. So she's back and forth, just very back and forth. And then, very slowly and smoothly, the camera moves towards her.
Dolly.
A dolly. Good.
See a dolly here?
You guys didn't.
You know me.
Some more? Here, go down. Up, come on, up. Woo, good boy. Ready? One more? Ready? Pew pew! Pew pew! No, that's not it. Do it again. Pew pew! Good boy.
Thank you.
15 this morning. I looked at the clock. It was 3 of them. It was exactly like last time.
It's all right.
Sweet. Yes, can you connect me to your ad sales department? Thanks.
Comes look good. No recession.
Brian Eversley. What's up?
Nothing.
Hold on. Sorry, what? What do you mean, am I good?
Well, you never answer the phone like that normally.
Yeah, no, it's all good, Ryan Eversley.
All right.
Hey, did my partner Jason call you?
Jason Medberry?
Yeah.
No.
All right, cool.
I don't think he's ever called me before.
Oh, okay. No, never mind then. It's all good. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I know you're really busy with work and everything going on, so I just figured you're probably just doing work stuff.
Yeah. No, it's busy.
All right.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
What's up with the
show? Anything? What do you mean?
Got going?
What do you mean?
Like anything new with podcast stuff I need to know about?
No, I mean, there's really nothing we need to go over. Oh, like if we're going to do another season?
Well, I mean, if we were to do something, I thought, you know, I would have heard something from you, you know?
Yeah, you know, Jason will call you soon to go over a few things. It's just, you know, it's busy.
Jason's calling me.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
All
right. It's all good. I mean, everything's fine.
I mean, I feel like you and I could probably just talk.
Yeah, no, I know. We can, and we, you know, we're friends. We're all good.
Okay.
So you haven't, can you do me a favor, though?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you, kind of leave any contact with Continental to, me and Jason for a little bit?
It's
got nothing to do. I mean, there's just a few things kind of outside of you going on right now, so it just makes more sense if it's just Jason and I.
Outside of me?
Yeah, it's fine. It's don't worry about it. Jason will call you soon, though.
All
right. Anyway, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Sure.
Yeah, dude, I really got to get going. I'm sorry. It's out of the call.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. No, we'll talk later. Yeah. We'll talk later. Why the fuck is Eversley fucking calling me? I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to get one more goddamn phone call. I thought you fucking had it handled, and you clearly don't fucking do anything. So just fucking handle it, all right? Just fucking handle it. Thank you. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Hey, sorry. It's just, you know, just some long days. That's all. Didn't mean to blow up. It's just, you know how. It's just tough. Bye.
Taken prisoner like a soldier, you left your home for what seemed noble. Give anything to do it over. Alone now, there must be some other way to control how your anger turns into rage. I know life's so unfair. We used to escape under the brilliant glare. It's the high that stole from the friend that we knew. Blame from yourself, 'cause you can never do wrong. Feels so good to be alone now. For too long now, you've been misunderstood. All alone now, go and save yourself. The rumor's true. Did your family rescue you? 'Cause you pushed everyone else away. I've heard so many things, don't know what to think. Did you really try to put it away?